If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome, welcome back. You know, I got to say, I'm having so much fun with this batch parenting. This is the third episode. I'm glad I have a glass of water nearby. I really respect people who get up on stages and speak all day. It's a lot, but this is actually really fun, and I'm feeling very productive, which, as I mentioned in another episode, I like to be very task-oriented, so I'm really taking advantage of this time while Nate and the girls are away this weekend. They are probably heading back very soon. But thanks again for joining me. I'm recording this on a Sunday, June 4th. This is being released on Wednesday, June 7th, if I can add correctly. So if you're listening on Wednesday, I hope you're having a great morning or had a great day, depending on when you're listening to this. I hope this series this week has been helpful to you. Please reach out and let me know if it has. Please share it with someone else if they've been helpful and if it could benefit someone else in your life who you know as a parent. But all right, so today we're going to talk about parenting then and parenting now. And I'm not really going to talk about how, like, you know, parenting in the 1800s or parenting in the 1950s versus what it looks like now, because obviously we all know that looks very different. And we can maybe touch on those things if it happens to pop up in my head. But parenting has changed across the decades and the centuries, obviously, and hopefully we've learned and grown from our parenting and mistakes of the past, mistakes of our parents, mistakes of, you know, generations and how we've raised kids and parented kids, because some things were definitely way off. Some things, you know, maybe they had right, and maybe we need to continue to refine and tweak those things. But I'm talking more about, and again, this is for parents who've been parenting for a few years, if not many years. And really, if your kids are still in your home, and what it looked like for you as a parent then, when you first started off as parenting, when your kids were babies, toddlers, preschoolers, versus maybe what it looks like now for you if your kids are elementary age, middle school age, high school age, maybe even college age. And really, like I mentioned in the last episode, giving ourselves credit for how far we've come as parents. This is the episode where you get to be boosted and encouraged and praised for the successes. I don't know why I can't say this word today, that you have had in your parenting and in your parenting journey with your kids. This is where I just really commend you for all the successes that you've had in your parenting journey. And remembering to look back, this is something I touched on in the last episode, looking back, seeing how far you've come, and yes, we've all made mistakes, but we've really all come and learned so much since we have first become parents. So again, if you are a brand new parent, this probably isn't going to benefit you much, but you can definitely take it as you continue on your journey and remember this as you go. But how you parent now probably looks really different from how you parented then when you were starting off parenting. And again, we've had all these, you know, grandiose visions and thoughts and dreams of how parenting would look and how beautiful it would be. And it is a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. It is a beautiful, rewarding, wonderful thing to be a parent. But there's also a lot of challenges and sacrifice. There can be frustration, overwhelm, as we all know, in parenting. But we want to focus on all of the great things. But we have learned a lot of things because there is no handbook in parenting, that elusive handbook out there. It does not exist, and we've really had to learn in the moment as we go through each age and stage of our kids, through our own personal journey and development. We learn as we go. Maybe we talk to other parents. Maybe we've talked to our parents. Maybe we have looked at other people. Maybe we've just observed how maybe the mom at the park is parenting her child or correcting her child. Or maybe we look at other, if you have school-age kids, maybe you see that other parent, you know, in the classroom, and you watch how they interact with their child and what they say to their child and how they speak to their child. Maybe that inspires you, but you observe things. Maybe you've read books or articles or, you know, blogs on parenting. And those things may have had an impact on your parenting, and maybe you've tweaked and changed how you parent based on that. And maybe, mostly, it's probably been trial and error. Maybe what worked when they were younger no longer works now because your kids are growing up. Maybe they're becoming more strong-willed. Maybe now they have learned, obviously, to communicate. Before they were kind of babbling, and now they're really communicating. Maybe your toddler, your preschooler is saying no a lot more often. So now you have to pivot and use trial and error with how are you going to respond when they say no? How are you going to respond when your toddler or preschool is hitting you, biting you, scratching you? Because that is how they're trying to communicate with you. How do you teach them that that's not how they should be communicating with you? How do you teach your older kids how to work together, how to problem solve? Again, how to speak to you respectfully when they are upset, when they are frustrated. So sometimes, most of the time, parenting can be trial and error. It can be hour to hour, day to day, season to season. But either way, it's most likely different from how you parented when they were first coming into this world and figuring things out. You've learned and grown along the way, just as your child has. And I think that's probably one of the most beautiful things about parenting is that we get to learn and grow together. We get to make mistakes together. We get to learn how to apologize together. We get to explore together and just grow and really do life together side by side with our kids. And that really is such a beautiful thing. It is such a gift that I think many times we can overlook because of all the day-to-day, because of the, you know, exhaustion and the overwhelm that can come with parenting. We sometimes can look straight past that gift and straight past the beauty of really growing and learning and exploring the world with our children and seeing it through their eyes many times. But I guarantee you, and I hope at least, but I guarantee you, you've probably learned to be more patient. You've probably learned humility because you realized, oh yeah, I totally screwed that one up and I need to go apologize. You've learned how to probably be a more active listener when your kids are going to school or they're starting to be in sports or activities and they want to come and they want to tell you all about it, even if you're busy, hopefully, and I still can struggle with this sometimes, but you're learning to slow down and sit and really focus on your child, pay attention to your child, really listen to what they're saying and engage with them when they are excited to tell you about their day or what just happened. And, you know, this goes even for the little kids on the playground when they're like, mommy, did you see me in the monkey bars? Or watch me on the slide, all of the things. You've learned to be more observant and more of an active listener with your children. You've helped them problem solve from when they're little to whatever age they are right now. Those problems when they're little, super easy to problem solve, right? But as they get older, maybe they're having friend difficulties, difficulties in school, difficulty maybe with a teacher, coach. Maybe it's difficulties with how, if your kid has a phone and they have social media, or even if they're just in group chats or texting with a friend, maybe those are areas where you are helping them to navigate and to problem solve. But there are so many areas that you as a parent, I want you to remember that you have learned and grown in, and your parenting 100% looks different now than it did then. You have to give yourself credit. You've got to give yourself praise and kudos and props for how far you've come. Yes, you might have, you know, a ways to go. Your kids are still going to be in the house for a while. Who knows what life's going to throw at you or how they could, you know, change and evolve as they go. But I know that you are fully equipped and fully prepared to meet your children where they are and to support them through whatever they need support in or help them solve those problems they need help solving. So really just look out and zoom out and look at your progress. Take that wide lens perspective to see how far you've come if you are doubting yourself. And I mentioned this in the last episode. But it can be so easy to focus on the negative or the guilt or the shame, especially moms with mom guilt, moms maybe who have gone back to work initially after having stayed home with their child. And maybe you feel guilty for all the things that you are missing or may have missed, or the things that maybe work did not allow you to go to some awards banquet or, you know, anything, depending on how old your child is. Maybe you've missed things and you feel guilty about that. Maybe you feel guilty about how you've handled situations in the past. Maybe you feel guilty about, you know, things you've said to your child. But I've said before, if you feel bad about those things, correct them in the moment. Recognize it in the moment. Be self-aware enough to know, hey, I just messed this up. And just go apologize to your kids. It's totally okay. You can continue to reinforce that message that we all make mistakes, we all mess up, and we're all growing together. that really lets your kids see you in a different way, in a different light, if not that, you know, mom and dad always have it together, never do anything wrong. But hey, mom and dad screw up too, and they apologize. They recognize that they screwed up and they make mistakes. It's okay that I make mistakes, and we're in this together. This is our family, and we're in this together. So give yourself grace and keep growing. Keep going and keep growing in your parenting. So this is really just a quick encouragement episode to remember to look back, to see how far you've come, to give yourself kudos for that, to continue to remember that even in the moments where you mess up, you can totally remedy them, you can totally fix them, keep going, keep showing up for your kids, and look forward to all of the times and all the years ahead that you have with them. Take advantage of them. Just soak it up as much as possible. Don't let life distract you. Don't let the little moments distract you, the overwhelm, the times of frustration. Try to move past them as quickly as you can and really get that wide lens of how far you've come. Look forward to where you're going with your kids. Make it a point to make those daily connections with them, to strengthen that bond, and really, you know, look at the future parent that you want to be, and what things do you want to work on, or what direction do you want to go with your kids? What things do you still want to teach them, or have, you know, challenges do you want to meet as a parent? Or, you know, maybe you can come up with a fun challenge you and your kids can meet together, but enjoy it. It goes fast. I cannot believe that Trinity is going to be a 10th grader in August. Sydney's going to be an 8th grader. I am so thankful for the time that even though we were house parents and taking care of up to 12 other kids at one time when we were in the high school division and 8 other boys in elementary division, it was a lot. But I am thankful that I still got to homeschool them and be at home with them and still be able to have a career. That was really a blessing of God, where I got to be the stay-at-home mom I wanted to be, but I still got to have a career and work and provide for my family as well, and pour into so many other students and so many other children as well. But I know I can't get those years back. So I'm trying to, now that I'm back in the 9-to-5 and they're in school, trying to just make the most of the moments that I do have in the car with them, at the dinner table with them, you know, sitting down at night, or, you know, when we have weekends, to really be present in the moment, to calm my mind from thinking ahead too far, but being present in those moments and looking forward to things that are ahead with them, whether it's, you know, immediate for this summer or next school year, but how we can really just, both of us, Nate and I, can come along and grow with them and continue to teach them and guide them and help them through life. So yeah, just look back on your parenting and see how far you've come, how well you've done, and keep looking ahead to all the fun adventures that still await. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope this was encouraging for you. Please share if this can be encouraging to another friend that you know. Take advantage of everything in the show notes. Join the Authenticate Facebook group. Reach out to me anytime if you need help, assistance, if there's anything you're struggling with. If you want more one-on-one help, you can sign up for my free 30-minute coaching call. Or if you have some more deeper issues you want to work through, questions that you have, I also offer a 12-week coaching program. So that's all there for you. I hope you guys have had a great day if you're listening at the end. And if you're just starting your day, I hope you have a great day ahead. Thanks so much for listening and for your support.